You could almost see it.
Swell.
Okay. And a blister. What would you call that liquid inside a blister?
Pus.
Okay. All right. If a man got shot or stabbed, you'd take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound.
Yeah. Have you ever heard any name for infected flesh around a wound if it doesn't heal cleanly?
Scab.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any kind of anything called proud flesh?
No.
Okay, it's just pronunciation, so.
Proud flesh.
Okay. Oh, a dark liquid that you might put on a cut to prevent infection.
Salve.
Okay, it begins with the letter I. Might not be used that much anymore. It's poison. It usually has skull and crossbones on the bottle.
Iodine?
Yeah. Okay. And a white bitter tasting powder that was used in treating malaria. Begins with a Q.
Quinine?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And talking about a terminally ill patient, you say the patient finally
died.
Yeah. What about a polite way of saying that?
Deceased, passed away.
Mm-hmm. What about joking ways of saying it?
Kicked a bucket. Just kicked.
Croaked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talking about someone who died, you might say, well, he's been dead a week now. Nobody's yet found out what he
died of.
Okay. The place where people are buried, you would call that a
cemetery.
Anything besides that?
Graveyard.
All right. And the box the person's buried in?
Coffin.
The ceremony itself is called a
funeral.
Yeah, and people dressed in black or dressed in, you would say they are in
mourning.
Yeah. Talking about greeting, if somebody met you on the street and said, well, how you doing? If it were just an average day, what would you say?
Fine.
Okay. And if, say if a woman's children are out late at night, she's getting a little bit excited, you might say, the husband might say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't
worry.
All right. A disease that attacks the joints of old
arthritis.
People. Yeah. Think besides that.
Gout.
What about rheumatism?
Rheumatism.
Yeah. Now is that the same as arthritis?
Everybody takes it to be. I mean, rheumatism, I mean, can affect your muscles, mm-hmm. if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Joints,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of a disease that used to attack children that would get sores in their throat and their throat
would... Strep throat?
Yeah, it's something a little different. Their throat would close up and they'd suffocate.
Scarlet fever?
Uh-huh, or dip.
Diphtheria.
Okay. A disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Jaundice, mm-hmm. or hepatitis.
Right. And if a person had his had an appendectomy, he might have had an attack of
appendicitis.
Okay. And if you eat something that disagrees with you and it comes back up, you say you had to
throw up.
Yeah.
Puke. Holler for the dinosaurs.
What? Do what?
Holler for the dinosaurs. You know. Heave. Spill your supper.
Yeah.
Which
would you say would be a neutral term? The one that's all right to use in any kind of company?
Threw up.
Mm-hmm.
Puked.
That's acceptable?
Mm-hmm.
Had to go puke? Okay. What would you say would be a crude way of putting it?